Hello everyone, it's good to have you with us, and we want to wish you a very happy Christmas here from Lisburn. And Tozer's very excited about Christmas as well. I have discovered that one of the best cures in the world for pride is to take this dog out for a walk in a busy place, because he always embarrasses you. He's the most embarrassing dog in the world. He's friendly, but he's very, very embarrassing. Just always wades in the middle of big crowds of people and makes a real fool of himself and with me as well. But over the last year or so, we've been looking from time to time at some of the devotional messages from another Tozer, more sensible Tozer this time, the great preacher A.W. Tozer, Aidan Wilson Tozer of Chicago. Had a relatively short life, went to be with the Lord just whenever he was in his 50s. And he's at it again over here. And I just want to share a devotional from this little book, Mornings with Tozer, and it's dated Christmas Eve, the 24th of December. And the title is simply Joy and Wonder. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and verse number 10. Listen to these remarkable words. I think they're a challenge to all of our hearts, that so easily we can lose the wonder of it all, and the wonder of God's salvation, and the wonder of the coming of Christ into the world. The Bible says it's a mystery. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Or as John says in the first chapter of John's Gospel, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And Mr. Tozer here certainly did not lose the wonder of the coming of Christ into the world. Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. And he says this: it is tragic that men and women everywhere are losing the sense of wonder, confessing now only one interest in life, and that is utility. Christmas Day has even been downgraded. We ignore the beautiful and the majestic, asking only, how can I use it? How much profit will it bring? Excuse me. How much profit will it bring? The believing children of God once upon a time saw God in everything. They were enraptured with everything before them. There was no common hill. They were all... Excuse me. Get down, that's enough. Away, away. There was no common hill. They were all the hills of God. There was no common cloud. They were all the chariots of God. They saw God in everything. In our day, we never look up in happy surprise. But let me tell you that it has been a never-failing delight through my years to watch little children on Christmas morning. The gifts may be humble, but the child's burst of spontaneous delight and wonder is genuine and rewarding. That incredulous look in the child's face, everything is full of wonder and beauty. Sad indeed for adults to lose the wonder of worship. For worship is wonder, and wonder is worship. I wonder today, have you lost the wonder of it all? Or do you have to lament like the hymn writer, where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul refreshing view of Jesus and his word? Even this Christmas, in the midst of everything that's gone on, and in the uncertainty that faces us and the year before that lies before us, let's not lose the wonder of the coming of Christ into this world, thinking of us personally, coming to be our Saviour, coming to live for us, to teach us, and then to go to that cross and offer up his life as a sacrifice for our sins. May God bless you. Thank you for joining us, and we wish you a very happy and blessed Christmas. See you next time. Bye-bye.